This is Seattle's Morning News. If your office is anything like our office, you've got a lot of people feeling achy, voices are hoarse, sometimes they call in sick, and it may be because of football sometimes. Other times it's just a cold, but sometimes it's the flu. The question is, how do you know which it is? Time to call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Many times, Dr. Cohen, the flu can masquerade as a cold, but there are significant differences, right?
Good morning, Dave. The key thing is that the flu and the common cold are really both respiratory illnesses. That means they affect our lungs, our breathing system. People get common colds. It's caused by something called a rhinovirus. And there's actually 200 or more different kinds of rhinoviruses that cause a common cold. Whereas flu is caused by a specific group of viruses called influenza, and it's usually influenza A or influenza B. So what are some of the important differences? So for example, if you have a cold, it's rare that you'll actually have a fever. But if you have the flu, it's actually common that you'll have a fever. So associated with that, people who have a cold often don't have muscle aches or pains, whereas people who have the flu, it's moderate to severe. And this is because people who are experiencing the flu have a different virus that's causing the symptoms. A headache is unusual for a cold, whereas it's common for somebody who has the flu. But where people get confused is if they have a cough. So people who have a cough, that's common with a cold, and it's common with the flu. Sore throats, common with a cold and common with the flu. Sneezing, running nose, again, common with a cold and common with a flu. So this is where people get confused because of the similarities between the symptoms.
I mean, the flu is sometimes a combination of viruses, right? That's why the vaccine has to change every year.
Well, what happens is that the virus mutates, and so it's never really quite the same. And so it is why people have to get a vaccination. Here's the thing. The symptoms overall of a cold are much less significant. Whereas the symptoms of the flu can actually be quite significant and result in quite severe outcomes. So the reason we vaccinate the public is because of the potential complications that can come from the flu. And it's people who get the flu that can develop severe respiratory problems like a secondary pneumonia or other problems that can actually result in death. And so we take the flu very, very seriously. And again, everybody is vulnerable to a cold and everybody is vulnerable to the flu. But there are some groups where the flu can be fatal, where colds are never fatal.
Right.
And so that's why we take it so seriously as a public health risk.
What is it that the flu virus is doing to the body to cause all those symptoms, such as the muscle aches and the headaches, that the cold virus does not do? Is the difference in just the life cycle of the virus, or is it that there are so many more of them when you have the flu? What is the mechanics behind that?
So what happens is the viruses, whether it's the cold or whether it's a flu virus, causes an inflammatory response inside the body. And it's the inflammation that we experience that results in all of the symptomatology. So the rhinoviruses that cause colds really cause much less significant symptomatology because the inflammatory response isn't as great. And whereas with the flu virus, the symptomatology is much greater because the inflammatory response is greater. In addition, it also has to do with where the virus attacks, what type of cells attack. So colds predominantly reside in the respiratory system. So they affect your nose, your throat, and your lungs. Whereas the flu really is more of a systemic or whole body insult or inflammation. And that's why you experience the wide variety of symptoms from headache all the way down through your respiratory system, through the muscle aches throughout your body. And in some cases, people who have the flu also can get gastrointestinal symptoms, as we're well aware of, and abdominal pain. So again, the flu can cause more varied symptoms because it attacks more of the body, whereas a cold really predominantly only attacks the respiratory system.
And that's just the preference of the virus involved. So tell me this, if you can be immunized against the flu, why can't you be immunized against colds?
Well, in theory, you could be immunized against colds. The problem is, as I said in the beginning, there's 200 different types of rhinoviruses, and they are also mutating and changing all the time, just as the flu virus mutates and changes all the time. So it would be very difficult to create a vaccine that would be effective in dealing with all the mutations that occur on such a rapid basis. In addition, like I said, the sequelae, the potential significant complications of a cold are really not much. Whereas with the flu, in some age groups, it can be fatal. So we're much more focused on dealing with the flu and creating a flu vaccination as a public health issue than we are with a cold.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.